Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Might this be a new beginning?
I said I'd have it for you next. I'm going to give you that at 1 o'clock. And then at 1:30, we're going to give you Kevin Stefanski, Browns head coach, speaking today after the loss to the Minnesota Vikings yesterday that has everybody frustrated for obvious and good reasons. 21-17 was the final score in a game that the Browns led until 25 seconds to go in the game. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is Dan Menigan.
All right, gentlemen, we do a good amount of wallowing on a Monday, right? There's some bad
we're moves. Tired of wallowing.
We are wallowers.
We want to celebrate.
Right, and so I've kind of come up with this idea that we're going to give a shot, which is where we're calling it the good. And this is all of the good, goofy stuff that has happened between college football and the NFL this weekend.
Oh, good.
And so
I already bought in. I said, good.
And so we are going to do our best to be positive. We're going to laugh. We're going to just enjoy everything that comes with it. And if it gets too negative, then we're just going to stop the segment so that you can go back to wallowing, because clearly that's all you want to do to begin with. So that is the goal in this. We will not mention the Browns. We will not mention Baker Mayfield. We will not mention Nick Chubb. We will not play the Wheel of Regret. We will do none of these things inside of this segment. We will do nothing but laugh and have fun. Agreed?
Yes. Let's
all
do
right.
That. Just laughing.
So here we go. We'll come up with better music later. We're doing this slightly on the fly.
Okay, good.
The Miami-Carolina game featured a new play-by-play guy for Miami, Carolina. It was Eric Collins, who is the voice of the Charlotte Hornets. Go, Andy. You can say it.
No, go ahead, say it.
No. He also from...
Heights High.
That's right.
Yeah. Heights High.
Well, he made a bit of an impression as he was doing these games. He's known for being, let's say the word, boisterous. This is audio courtesy of Fox.
Play action. Tagovailoa has Waddle. He's open.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's our guy, Eric.
That was good.
Do we like actually this be in better the NFL? On
I've never heard him do a football call. He might be better at football than he is at basketball.
Wait a minute. You're judging a guy's ability on 7 seconds?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
And there is a
litany. Jeff, a lot of things can be judged in 7 seconds.
That's what she said.
Rodeo.
Wow. Don't get fired,
wow,
Jeff.
Wow, Jeff. Can't believe you are the one that took it there. Yes.
There are a litany of calls all over the place of Eric Collins going absolutely nuts as he was sitting next to Mark Schlereth, who you could tell wanted to do absolutely nothing but talk about actual on-the-field football while Eric Collins was just going absolutely berserk. Do we like this? Do we need another Gus Johnson in the NFL?
I don't know, but can you play it again? Sure. I thought it was...
Again, audio courtesy of Fox.
Play action. Tagovailoa has Waddle. He's open.
That's good. I feel the energy. I think it's good. Well done.
Should I drop my play-by-play line?
Oh, here we
follow
go.
Follow your heart, buddy.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I tend to never say anything about a person calling play-by-play. And it's for this reason. I equate play-by-play people to pizza. There are a lot of different ways to do it. And everybody likes something a little different. Play-by-play is like pizza.
All right, I'll agree with that.
A lot of different ways to
do
it.
I think from a fan's perspective, you love a play-by-play person based on a couple of things. One, if your team is doing well, it's really easy to like your play-by-play person. It's very easy.
Without question. And if your play-by-play person has been in place for 20 or 25 years, It becomes the soundtrack of summer or winter or whatever, and you love that person.
And the other thing is if your play-by-play person has been there long enough and they cannot be touched, you absolutely love them because they tell you the truth. And they know what's going on, and if you just listen careful, you will know everything that's going on. And I'll say it right here. That is what makes Hammy not only great by the way he calls a game, but what he's telling you if you're listening, especially later in the game. Like, when he's frustrated, I get frustrated because I know exactly where he's kind of going with it. It's what makes Hammy great.
Well, moving on to our list of great play-by-play calls, we'll go to the...
By the way, credit to teams for allowing that to happen because many, many, many don't.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that will... I mean, think about that. We've been blessed in our lifetime to have Hammy and Joe Tate. Joe Tate held nothing back in the end. Nothing. Zero.
And both of them were absolutely outstanding as well.
And Hammy still is.
Moving on to other great play-by-play moments that took place. The Sunday night football game between the Patriots and the Buffalo Bills. NBC, Josh Allen threw one out of the back of the end zone, and a good time was had by all.
Josh turns. And throw it away. There's a catch there. He's gone. Milano. Milano's going to go. He's in row 10. He's in row 15. He might get a beer. Milano, where are you going, man? It's your moment. Milano, row 40, led by Allen. He's going to take it the distance. Maybe it wasn't his seat. Maybe he doesn't want to be on TV. He's gone.
Mike Tirico was bored at the moment.
Yeah, they threw a ball. A fan caught a ball in the stands, and he just immediately turned around and hightailed it out of the park.
Yeah. I couldn't tell, though. Did he have the ball with him?
He did.
He did.
He did have the ball with him.
I'm sorry. It's a football.
Well, I mean, the AFL, remember, you used to, if you caught it, you kept it. I don't know. Is that true in the NFL?
I don't believe
that's the case.
I don't believe that is the case.
You can only have a certain number of balls that you travel.
You know, you can go buy those. They're not that expensive.
Yeah, but those haven't had.
I mean, come on.
Josh Allen sling it. I'm sure you'd be drooling on yourself if Josh Allen slung something you owned.
I think it's awesome he had his name on the back of his jersey.
That's the best way to go about it, too. All right, moving along the way on great calls and weird moments. We audio courtesy of CBS, the Tennessee Titans-Arizona Cardinal game got weird at the end, and this by far was the weirdest, courtesy of Spiro Dedis and CBS.
Ward goes through his progressions. Everyone covered, slings it back. It's deflected and picked. Taylor Demerson, and then the football came out. Who recovers? Tennessee for the touchdown in a crazy sequence. Tyler Lockett, the recovery, unreal.
That game got away from the old Cardinals.
That it did, and if you did not get a chance, you can find that all over social media pages. That was one of the weirder plays you will see in a long time. Caught, fumbled, then picked up or intercepted, then fumbled, picked up by the other team for a touchdown.
What? Yeah. Yeah. That was not good.
It's an all-timer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
It was an all-timer. All right, we will keep moving along. So the Toronto Blue Jays took on the New York Yankees over the weekend. A big moment in there on Sunday was this, courtesy of Blue Jays Radio Network, Vlad Guerrero Jr. at the dish.
Swing and a deep drive. Left field. That ball is soaring out of here. A grand slam. Pinch yourself all you want. You will not wake up from this dream right now. The Blue Jays lead 9-0 on a Vladimir Guerrero Jr. grand slam.
They ended up winning the game in the tail end of it all, but it got a little interesting toward the end, but that's not the fun part of this because, of course, we are in Toronto. Therefore, we are in Canada, which means two different languages are at the helm. And if you're thinking to yourself, did Jeff Thomas get that for you in French? You bet your tush.
Audio
courtesy of TVA Blue Jays Sports.
So, did you? Do you have another Blue Jays thing or no?
No, this is about where I was going to leave it.
Okay, so there's one other thing with the Blue Jays. So, Sportsnet had their games, right? And they did this postseason thing. Geddy Lee from Rush.
Yeah, he's been doing a book tour.
Yeah, well, he's doing a regular tour because they just announced seven new dates.
Heck yeah!
And they'll have another drummer filling in for Neil. I forgot the woman's name.
She drummed for Jeff Beck, so yeah, she's outstanding.
But their last date is going to be here in Cleveland. They were at the Rock Hall last night. But Geddy did the open for Sportsnet for the Blue Jays, and as I caught it, it's really, really cool, man. If you're a Rush fan, you're digging. I just remember like when we would go there, he was there all the time. He has season tickets right behind home plate, so I just think it's awesome. I love that part of the game.
You love Geddy Lee.
I love Geddy Lee. No. That made me like the Blue Jays even more. I'll be honest. Let's not get. You know his real name is Gary, right? You know that why is it, they call him Geddy?
No,
because his grandmother couldn't say Gary, so she's Geddy, come here. That's how he ended up Geddy Lee. There you go. Aren't you smarter today?
Yeah, got
boom,
that going
we're
for
done,
you.
Man. Show over. We're good.
Got that going for you, which is nice.
Fabulous.
So in college football as well, Clemson beat the snot out of UNC.
Oh, my.
Bill had a rough day at the office. 38-10 was there. And this clip is floating around. I hope you can hear it well enough. If not, I'll be able to. I can give you what she ends up saying. But they were talking to a student as she was walking out of the game. This audio is courtesy of ESPN.
That was one of the TCU was. I went to that game. And that was one of the saddest feelings I've had in university so far. And I've failed midterms before, so that's nice.
That was one of the saddest feelings I've had, and I failed midterms.
Uh huh. One of the saddest feelings I've had, and I failed midterms.
I saw that. Yeah. You know, now, can you expect Bill Belichick and our guy Mike Lombardi to go to North Carolina?
Yeah.
With Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah.
And immediately turn it around and, you know, be a 10-0 team or something like that?
No.
I don't either. I do think there's a little grace period here because it's a different beast. You know, you drafted players in the, you know, in the NFL. In college, you just pay them. You still got to go get them.
True. That's a good point. Why am I forgetting? Somebody else went down there with him.
Geddy Lee?
Mike Prefer went there. By the way, I said grandmother. I meant his mother used to call him that, not his grandmother.
Okay.
But Mike Prefer went too.
I knew we'd have a Geddy Lee segment in today's show at some point.
You did. You knew it was coming. Yep. But I mean,
he's got a book out. He signed it at the Negro League Hall of Fame. Or nice. Museum, I should say. Yeah.
Don't you think it's weird that the winningest Browns playoff coach in this century is there too?
Mike it's a Prefer? Good thing you put that there or else I would have stopped the segment on the spot. The point of this is to enjoy something and smile instead of sitting there and wallowing in your bud.
Dan, I enjoyed it very much.
I enjoyed it too. Thank you.
We will try to do this every Monday.
But more
win or loss.
More wallowing next. Why might this be the beginning of a new era? And by the beginning of a new era, does that mean everybody gets a pass?
What? What are you talking about?
Well, I'll explain it next on Baskin and Phelps. Don't forget Kevin Stefanski's press conference at 1:30. We'll hear it here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.